Well, hello everyone. Welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
And we're coming live tonight. We're actually on the Big Island of Hawaii. Yes, indeed. We have traveled back to where we have a lot of wonderful work to do in a wonderful ministry operation here on the Big Island to create a world venue for the science of creationism, how the Creator works through sound, color, light, frequencies, energy to uplift everything hydrosonically through the sound on water. I want to welcome all of you to the Inside Hour. We've had a very, very challenging, as you may have heard, week with regard to a lot of the dark forces that have been attacking us and shall do no harm, because as we walk through this valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil. So with that, let's give thanks to our glorious Creator, as we have in the tradition of the Insight Hour. Always praise our Creator for the glorious blessings and the protection and the prospering in all ways that the Creator administers by love. So we thank you, Heavenly Creator, for the audience of the Insight Hour. We thank you for this opportunity, for our travel safely here back to what we feel is our home. And we thank Reverend Roxy Hampton, who is standing by in case we're not able to make this meeting as we've been traveling. And we thank you for the listeners that support us through their prayers for protection and the angels of protection that we have really needed over the last couple weeks, because it's been challenging, Heavenly Creator, dear Creator, who we love and adore, and that you know what it's been like for us. So we thank you, and with that, Sherry, hi, why don't you thank our sponsors for the evening?
Well, I want to thank Healthy World Affiliates. Healthy World Affiliates, if you haven't signed up with our partnership, please do so at healthyworldaffiliates.com. It's a great opportunity for you to have access to some of the world's best alternative health products, as well as help other people and introduce them to these products and save their lives as well, and also make some extra money for yourself if you're interested in doing that or into a career. There's also seminar opportunities available, and you can find out about that by going to healthyworldaffiliates.com and looking at our seminar webinar information. And Dr. Horowitz will be teaching those seminars and webinars. So, and that can put you on a career path to a four-year program as a doctorate in energy medicine. So you can become a doctor, have the degree in energy medicine, if that's something you are interested in engaging.
It's a five-year program altogether, but basically, that's right, the doctorate program itself, there's preliminaries leading to it, and we're putting that together with the World Organization for Natural Medicine and allies around the world to have a wonderful opportunity for people who have the love of healing, natural healing in their hearts, and wish to make that kind of contribution into not just their lives, but other people's lives.
Thank you for that, Dr. Horowitz. And so you'll have a fabulous teacher if you want to take these seminars and webinars, a world-class teacher who can really show you the insides and outs of these products. He can teach you from everything you need to know and also educate you on your own health, and then that way you can help save lives and stay healthy yourself. So, and then we also want to thank Healthy World Store. Healthy World Store has the best products on the planet. They can help keep you healthy. If you check it out, you can get DVDs, you can get CDs, and all of Dr. Horowitz's books on that site as well, and then all these products, as well as tuning forks. If you haven't had your 528 tuning fork, I would recommend getting on there and checking out the tuning forks. There's even whole sets of tuning forks. So,
you know, let's talk about that for a minute. You know, I wanted to cover some of the bad news up front, but since we're on the subject of the good news of 528, for example, we heard something very, very interesting this past week, because we got calls from around the world. Actually, we got calls from Russia. We got calls from Israel. We got calls from across the United States. And in fact, that show that you weren't so sure about, maybe you want to update people about Jesse Ventura and True TV, because you had that experience, didn't you?
Yeah, well, actually, you and I both had that experience.
Yeah.
We did meet with Jesse Ventura. They wanted to speak to us about the Gulf disaster, and so they did a little interview with us in regards to that, but they really censored what we could say. And,
tremendous censoring.
And I mean, they didn't want us to talk about Big Pharma. They didn't want us to talk about the partnership for New York City, and they really didn't want us to talk about Goldman Sachs. So we were really limited.
And or not even the CIA, not even Bush Cheney connection to Goldman Sachs, Halliburton Company, and BP. So what they're planning is coming out, when did they say?
In late October, actually.
Okay, so here we got the Gulf crisis. We've got the truth that can set us free about the Gulf. And we've got True TV coming to interview us, suppressing all the most important facts because their sponsors are pharmaceutical companies. And they're not even going to come out with anything that we just did with them. If they do anything with us at all, it'll be watered down into nothing. But even if they do that, they won't come out with it until November.
And it's basically old news, and it's really set up really like a comic book. I mean, he's an investigator. He's a really nice man, by the way.
He's a very, very nice man.
He's a really nice man. He was very polite. He's very sweet. And he's sincere.
You know, he just doesn't want to lose his position. I mean, he was governor of the state.
Right.
They call him governor. And how he got there, he had to have some funding. He had to have some backing. And the reality is that when you start to play on that level of politics, man, I mean, you're rubbing shoulders with these guys.
Right. I mean, we're not talking about a mayor of a small town. We're talking about a governor, which is definitely a big position for anybody to hold politically. It's somebody who has definite ambitions for something bigger.
Yeah. So anyway, we can endorse the man. It's just a shame that he's under the constraints that Jesse Ventura is. And his programs, I mean, essentially we met with the producers. They're all fine, wonderful people.
Really nice people.
But again, it's kind of like you sell your soul out to the devil. If you don't want to speak the truth, you know, the Bible talks about a half-truth being a complete lie. And when we, the people, aren't able to receive the full measure of truth because of COINTELPRO, the counterintelligence propaganda, and the biased reporting and the media's manipulation of the mass mind, well, gee whiz, you know, no wonder we're in the sad state that we're in.
And basically they really wanted us to wussyfoot around everything.
Yeah.
So, and we're not really into the wussyfooting. We're really getting to the point.
It was a whole play. I mean, it was a stage.
Yeah, it was all staged. You know? It was like we were meeting him to tell him about the Gulf oil disaster and that he needed to investigate it. But the thing is, that's a little old, the news, and we're beyond that. We have, you know, other issues now, as you know, that we're dealing with. We're dealing with totally busting out the whole COINTELPRO operations that are actually infiltrated every organization that's alternative, every organization that's not mainstream. And we're talking about alternative health movement, the 9/11 truth movement, every single, this conspiracy movement, everything that we, you know, as all of us activists are, you know, out there trying to spread truth. And we're finding out more and more there's a lot of people out there not really up to really spreading truth. They're all like sort of living in this science fiction movie themselves. They're playing out this whole sci-fi fantasy. And we really aren't into that science fiction. I mean, conspiracy stuff sounds mysterious. It sounds dramatic. It sounds like a comic book. But we really are out there to tell people the truth. And we're finding out more and more that the players out there, the people that Dr. Horowitz has shared stages with for years, these people are, you know, we look at what they've done before prior to this. They were CIA or FBI, most of them. Dr. Horowitz, you were a dentist prior to doing any work in the conspiracy field. So, I mean, that really shows people who you really are. And now, if you were a CIA or FBI agent like some of these people were, I mean, what makes people think they're out of that? They're still involved in it.
They're still in it. And you know, for those of you, it's just to recap very, very briefly, because it's the bad news, and I don't really want to give it too much energy. But the fact is that yours truly was implicated in the murder of Edward Harley, who is the world's leading financial industry whistleblower. His pen name is Christopher Story. The people who set me up to be libeled and defamed in that way, Greg Szymanski, this fellow by the name, he goes under the name of Eric Samuelson, this Benjamin Fulford, and then their collaborators and colleagues, including Dr. Truott, Timothy Patrick White, Doug Millar, others that are associated.
Eric John Phelps
is more of the mind behind the theology of this church of Satan, really.
And you
it's
really
the Bible, they call them Bible believers on some
Cloverdale
stages.
Bible Way.
So we basically expose that. If you haven't gotten the exposés that Sherry has brilliantly done, go to her website. She's got a blog right now. Sherry, it's sherrykane.com. Sherry, SHERRIKANE.com. And that links to one of my websites wherein I post an affidavit that goes into great detail at length on each of these issues and then presents an ongoing requirement for investigation for the murders of not only Edward Harley but Don Harkins. And, of course, we mentioned on this program that Don Nikoloff is also suspect. He has yet to come clean. He has yet to make a formal written statement. I've asked for that a number of times. I called into the program. I was not allowed. He comes on Evident Footprints after the show on BBS Radio. And at any rate, Don, by the way, this Don Nikoloff is an expert in what I would like to speak about tonight, which is the 528 hertz frequency tuning fork that Sherry mentioned is available through the Healthy World store, and I think it's going to be you're going to be posting it as an affiliate product. Is that right?
Well, yeah, we're going to get some more information on that and see if
yeah, it's a possibility.
Know, yeah, it's a possibility.
So, but at any rate, you know, we heard some wonderful, wonderful ways to apply the frequency energy of love that we hadn't even considered. I mean, we were talking to these guys from Live H2O when we did Concert for the Living Water. They were the group in Israel that had reached out and had gathered a number of different groups. There were Palestinians, Muslims, there were all sorts of people in Israel that were celebrating with us here in California. We were celebrating Live H2O, Concert for the Living Water, Summer Solstice 2009. And there are indicators that we'll be having another one in 2011. And so, at any rate, these guys had gotten a hold of tuning forks, and they started to play with those tuning forks, and it has changed their lives. Think about what they had told us. Think about this, folks. You carry a 528 tuning fork around with you, and whenever you see anybody arguing, you take it out, you strike it, and you walk around them, generating a frequency of love. That's really what it is. For those who don't know, if you go to love528.com, you'll get a whole background information on this revolution. We call it the 528 Love Revolution. Love Revolution. So it looks like 528loverevolution.com. So you know, go there and you can learn all about why grass is green. Why, above all colors, did it choose this greenish-yellow color? It's because it's the heart of the heart of everything. It's the heart center of the Creator. It's the heart center of creation. It is the center and fundamental to the musical, mathematical matrix of creation. Now, we've been advancing that. We've got 528records.com. We've got i528tunes.com. That's now, you can actually go right now to i528tunes.com and you can select music that has been already transposed, or you can make a donation of any music that you have. You upload your music, it's transposed into 528 hertz frequency. You receive an email that has the file that you can then burn onto a CD and then go around playing love frequency vibration in your favorite music.
Or you can put it on your iPod, the MP3s.
This is what I do
because the CDs are just kind of a waste of plastic, and you can put so much more music on your tiny iPod and connect it to
That just goes to show you I'm an old guy here.
Connect it to your car stereo system, and you have, like, you know, in jukebox, you know I have like 10,000 songs on my iPod, so it's impossible with a multi CD player. It's definitely advanced, and I recommend if anybody doesn't have an iPod. I know, I think it's one of the greatest inventions. I got rid of all my CDs and all my records when that came out because it was just so much easier.
And she's not paid, folks, by any CD. We don't sell iPods, by the way.
No, we don't. No, I just think it's a really great technology of having to carry less, you know, less with you, which is what I would like to do when I travel, and because you know I carry so much stuff with me when I travel. And
yeah. Hey, so listen, you can go to i528tunes.com and you can transpose your music. And these folks in Israel, and there's a lot of issues and anger and depression in Israel, obviously, as well as in Palestine. And so these guys actually carry around with them the tuning forks. And whenever they get into situations where there's social disturbance, they pull them out, they actually play them, and they have reported extraordinary results. I mean, literally, people just stop in their tracks. They don't continue fighting. And then you can think about it as, you know, maybe there's just the shock of it, you know, the difference of somebody pulling out a tuning fork and striking a beautiful tuning fork while you're engaged in an argument. I mean, that certainly shifts your reality. But the energy frequency of it is what really does the trick. So there's that. You know, we found that you can actually strike it, let's say on your knee or on a rubber pad. You know, you could use a hockey puck so that you don't damage the tuning fork because it's precisely tuned and honed to 528. So you strike it on rubber and you won't ruin it. And you can do that or on your knee, and you put the resonating tip, but the single holder into your bath water. And now you start to resonate your entire bathtub to 528. Now you've got to understand, water is a superconductor of energy. And your body is 80% water. So that when you're in bath water, it's like a baptism. And when you actually put the frequency of love, the sustaining force of the universe, into your bath water, think of how powerful that is for a healing, restoring, rejuvenating, sustaining, and uplifting energy. That's a powerful bath baptism that you've just generated for virtually nothing. I mean, the tuning forks cost you about $23 and change. Again, I would urge everybody, if you don't have one of those tuning forks, get one at healthyworldstore.com. There's a toll-free number you can call. It's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. And besides getting that great product, you'll be blessing us, because that's what keeps us on the air. Your purchases, literally from the Healthy World Store catalog, healthyworldstore.com and healthyworldaffiliates.com, is what keeps us going. So
I just thought of something, Dr. Horowitz. How about if we have a rubber puck that has the perfect circle of sound that people can use to strike their tuning fork against?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Good for you. That's a nice thing. We'll have to come up with that one.
Yeah,
that's easy to produce.
Definitely. And that way people don't have to worry about damaging the fork or hurting themselves or knee or whatever.
I love that, because you know that this is the kind of thing that we're heavily encouraging people worldwide to do. Because if now that you know the core creative frequencies of the universe, you literally now know there's a perfect circle of sound, and that's our logo, that's our image. You see, it has love on it, it has thanks on it, in the spirit of Dr. Emoto and his teachings, and the 528 at the center. You can see that online if you go to perfectcircleofsound.com, or you can go to love528.com, and you can see that image. It's essentially the real Da Vinci Code. It is the real code. There wasn't a code in the Da Vinci Code movie or the book by Dan Brown. The code is what I'm telling you now. That is the powerful, powerful understanding of how the Creator works hydrosonically, sound on water, to create everything using simply nine simple notes. And so the third note of the original musical scale is 528. It's ut re mi. It's now do re mi. It used to be ut re mi. Ut quiet laxus, resonance fibris, miragastorum. Miragastorum means miracles in English. The 528 hertz frequency is the miracle note of the universe, the miracle note of the original musical scale. And that's why it you could depend on it to produce miracles and healings. When an animal gets sick, what do you observe them doing? A dog and horses, cows, whatever, they eat grass. They go out and eat green grass. And that green chlorophyll is structured based on the sacred geometry of the sound of 528 fundamentally. And that beyond that, that's what the carrier of the energy. You see that the chlorophyll in the botanical world. That's what causes the botanical world to have green color. The leaves are green because chlorophyll. The grass is green because it's got chlorophyll. And that chlorophyll molecule takes the energy, electrons coming from the sun, and then it converts them to oxygenated electrons. It puts off the oxygen that carries the life. And that's why the Bible says the life is in the blood. So healing, natural healing, and this is why all of these idiots, these stupid fools that have been attacking yours truly, are so idiotic. Because all that we're doing is heralding the greatest news that the planet has ever seen and heard for millennia, is how simple natural healing can be.
Doesn't that harm their crisis capitalism?
Of course.
That's their whole point is, I mean, they're paid to basically discredit anybody that attacks their bread and butter. And so their crisis capitalism is what is their bread and butter. They're creating these problems. They're creating the solutions for the problems. And then here you come along and you create these alternative health products that are, you know, not using any kind of drugs that the pharmaceutical cartel is offering.
God forbid. What a horrible thing that is.
These like natural plant sourced or mineral sourced products that, you know, that are grown from the earth.
Boy, Horowitz is just so evil, isn't he?
You're destroying them.
Oh, my goodness. Gee whiz. So the reality is that, you know, healing is so simple. The equation, and I've lectured on this, and everyone listening, I urge you to just get into how simple this understanding and its applications, how powerful the applications of the simple understandings are. If you understand everything in the universe moves, the energy that moves it is all the same. It's all electrons. Everything, every reaction in chemistry or in physics is all caused by electrons. It's called piezoelectricity or this oxidation-reduction reaction. Now, that's fancy terms for simply the fact that you have positive and negative energy charges on everything. Yin-yang, male-female, is where it comes down to in the various theologies, the Eastern theologies, the metaphysics, and I'm not talking about a cult here. I'm talking about just simple understanding of how things operate. And so anything, whether you're trying to get your eye to blink or your light bulb to flash, is you've got to have electrons flow, and that electron actually vibrates, and that vibration carries music. And the fundamental vibration of the universe is the nine notes, starting with 396, 417, 528. There's the me note, the Mirigestor miracle note of the universe. That's love. That's why the grass is green. And so if we simply look at a blade of grass as having, testifying as to how the universe works, it is all right there. It shows us, celebrates divine design, literally the sacred geometry of the chlorophyll pigment, the greenish-yellow color. What does it look like in chemistry, the organic ring? It is all sacred geometry that comes out of the perfect circle of sound. Now, once you have that fundamental understanding of electrons and energy and music, you don't need a doctor anymore. You literally take that to the bank. In fact, with the information that we're heralding, and this is why I've been so hideously attacked by the most demonic people and spirits on this planet, if not the universe, is because, and we are survivors. In fact, by the grace of the Creator, yea, though we walk through this valley, as I mentioned, we shall fear no evil, and everything that they do shall go against them multiplied, because we are working for the one boss, the real Godfather, the one source of it all. And otherwise, we wouldn't even be here. In fact, as I have definitely been murdered, killed, essentially got into accidents where I shouldn't be here any longer, at least a half a dozen times. There's no rational explanation for me to be still broadcasting here tonight on the Inside Hour. But the fact of the matter is, we serve a greater boss than any of these idiots out there. Seriously, they're deranged. Because if you understand how simple it is, the information and the applications of what we're advancing, why would anyone try to degrade Dr. Leonard Horowitz? you've got to have some alternative than good, pure love in your heart in order to do that. And you've got to have absolute stupidity, because ultimately what he's advancing, what he's talking about here, makes healing so simple, makes how to take care of ourselves. I mean, look at the people who reverse cancers via the Gerson diets and the other natural ways. They use wheatgrass. What's the color of wheatgrass? This greenish-yellow color. They're literally filling themselves up with love, the energy of the boss, from the boss's heart to your heart. And by the way, folks, I've said this before, I'm going to tell you again now. You're here on this planet for two basic reasons, and you can feel it, you know what I'm about to say is true. Unless you're really a dumbed-down atheist person who has zero real sense of self, higher self, soul, spirit, you may be not able to relate to what I'm about to say. But ultimately, I tell you, the vast majority of loving people on this planet have two primary motivations. You want to have some connection to the Creator. You want to know that there's a Creator that's operating. You want to have that Creator, that source of sustenance, alive and well in your own heart and in your own life. Second to that, you want to have a relationship with a significant other, whereby that love, that intimacy, that caring and sharing can be shared and expressed and celebrated socially, interpersonally. Those are the two main drives. Then on top of that, you've got everything else, of course. You've got to make a living, you've got to go out, you've got to study, you've got to learn, you've got to do all this other stuff to please XYZ beings. But the reality is, the fundamental is that you want to have a relationship. You want to be in divine human communion. That's what the real Da Vinci Code is all about. If you want to get the best of this information, get Love, the Real Da Vinci Code by Horowitz. Get the book. It's in book. It's online. There's now, all of my books are on ebooks right now. So you can go to healthyworldstore.com and you can go to the book section and then just click on ebooks and you'll open up virtually all of my books, including those, did we get the Chinese, the emerging viruses translated into Chinese
yes,
already?
Yes, that's available online.
Yeah. So imagine that these characters that have been attacking yours truly don't want you to have the basic, just incredibly powerful information, simplest knowledge and technology of how to create natural healing within yourself. And that's what really this is all about. See, 528, and I challenge, as I have done now on YouTube, by the way, we're just about to release another newsletter. So if you haven't signed up for the Healthy World newsletter, go to healthyworldstore.com and sign up to receive our newsletter. And we're about to herald in this new newsletter more information about what is really this attack on yours truly was all about, but additionally introducing what's on YouTube. We posted an explanation of why Horowitz is being attacked.
Oh, and also Benjamin Fulford has sent a letter out on his website and sent it through, circulated it through the internet.
Oh, yeah?
With a retraction of his lies.
So I haven't fully read it. Tell us about that.
Well,
tell people who is Benjamin Fulford.
Benjamin Fulford is the man that took the list that Greg Zemanski created under the alias of
Eric Samuelson,
and Fulford took the list.
There was a list of
Knights of Malta, right?
With people like Henry Kissinger and Hoover, Bushes, and
right.
Clinton, and Dr. Leonard Horowitz, whose
yes.
name sticks out on this forged,
yes.
fraudulent list like a sore thumb.
Well, Greg Zemanski actually added your name to that list.
Yes, he
and
did.
And then Fulford took that list.
CIA operative, FBI COINTELPRO operative Greg Zemanski did that.
Along
yes,
with Benjamin Fulford.
Yes,
who circulated the list. What he did was he took Jane Burgermeister, got a hold of the list, I guess through Greg Zemanski, and she sent emails out to people on her list. And she since has apologized. She somehow thought that you could be Illuminati. Or it was just a crazy, crazy thing. But she got a hold of this list because, you know, these people, that's what they're in the business of doing, is discrediting people. And
that's what the COINTELPRO
right,
people
exactly.
do. That's
discrediting,
their mission.
Putting them against each other, making you question people that you work with. That whole thing is their game. And so Benjamin Felfer took this list, circulated on the Internet, attached it to Edward Harley, Christopher Story's last report, because originally...
And he was murdered, and Fulford actually threatened his life also.
Right. And Christopher Story never included a Knights of Malta list in his last report, because we have his original last report. So this fake document was attached within emails that were Jane Burgermeister's emails. So it looked like Jane had stuck the list within her emails, and then he included her emails into Edward Harley's last report.
So folks, this is all forgery.
Exactly.
And this is a felony. It's a felony of forgery and libel against yours truly. So and it's attached to murders.
And now basically he's trying to retract what he initially did, and he's like sort of a cockroach running for cover right now, because what he's saying basically is that it's not an official list, that the list that he had was the official list was erased from his computer, and he said that the person who sent him the list, it was erased from their computer, and somehow it was erased from their email, where it was sent from.
Now, think about this, folks. This is Benjamin Fulford, who used to work for Forbes as a major journalist for Forbes magazine, and interviews David Rockefeller, gets an interview with David Rockefeller, and Benjamin Fulford's grandfather was intimately connected to General Electric, hugely wealthy. I mean, massive amounts of money. Supposedly, according to Benjamin Fulford, his grandfather was assassinated by the Rockefellers, but yet he gets David Rockefeller to allow an interview with Benjamin Fulford. So this is no lightweight that we're dealing with here. This is a man. Now, if you think of the credibility of such a journalist who would be given a David Rockefeller interview, used to work with Forbes, and essentially the credibility of this man taking a list that disappeared from his computer, somehow had this other alternative list, and he takes that and he attaches it to a dead man's final report, and then he's the guy who celebrates, or actually heralds, the dead man's final report. This is all part of a CIA, FBI, COINTELPRO operation.
He's really running for cover now. He's saying he doesn't want to associate himself with those people that are saying all the things that they say to you online, as well as the emails that were sent to me.
To me personally.
Yeah, and then the emails that were sent to me were these horrible, racist, libelous emails, and to put this in writing for anybody, for any human being who has a business like Truot, who claims to have an alternative health business, to put letters like this out there
and you posted them on your blog.
Under latest threats. Well, actually, I posted them, but then my computer just started getting corrupted from these emails, so I had to take them off my computer.
They must have attached, because my computers too were working bizarre.
And so I put them into a PDF report. I put them into a text document, then a PDF report, and now they're attached to my latest threats on my website.
Yeah, so for those of you who listen, this is better than watching reality TV. I mean, shut the television off, and if you want to have, like, bizarre, insane reality reflecting stupidity, read Truot's emails and Timothy White's emails to Sherry Kane on SherryKane.com's blog.
And I just want to add that my final email to Truot was really because he sent out an email, trying to discredit everything that he's being accused of and discredit us. And so I sent him out an email, and his response was basically, "Oh, why are you attacking little old me?" And please don't ever contact me ever again. It was like he was just like, I have nothing more to say.
Meanwhile, folks, this is the guy that started the whole thing with Greg Szymanski. He's the guy that claimed that I was behind some federal bust of his manufacturing operation. He basically told this information, gave this disinformation.
And you never even went to his magazine.
I swear I could not even recall. I mean, I visited a lot of places. But then we asked Jackie, And yeah. Jackie had zero recollection either.
Jackie is Dr. Horowitz's ex-wife.
Yeah, and Jackie and I still love each other. We still work together. But the reality is, you know, we just decided that it would be better, particularly in a situation where, you know, my life, and, you know, you have to figure, folks, I can't, you know, I can live my own life and take on responsibility for threats against me, but when it comes to my own family, it's probably best that we have some more greater separation. And so that was part of the decision-making process and why I got a divorce. But these idiots, you know, have been hitting me with all sorts, and Sherry too, with all sorts of sexual innuendos and all this stuff. And that's all they can drum up. Are you kidding
me? And it's so funny,
you know,
because they say, oh, well, if his wife only knew, and me and Jackie are looking at these emails and laughing at them, like, these people are outrageously insane with their accusations.
Totally.
And so,
and especially, I mean, like, you can think about this too. I mean, it's like they should grow up. They're all COINTELPRO. That means the counterintelligence programmers. They used to work back in the 70s. Maybe that type of counterintelligence attack might fly. But don't forget, we just came through what? President Clinton gets a blow job in the White House. He smokes dope and he says he doesn't inhale. I mean, this is a whole different generation.
How about,
I mean,
Obama in the back of a limo smoking crack and apparently getting oral sex with some man that he was smoking crack with? I mean, what about that?
Yeah, I mean, so I mean, we're dealing with a whole different psychology of the public and these idiots who want to use the stupidest things to try to attack me and libel and defame me, essentially show themselves to be just really, really stupid. And what they've done in their messaging and communications with all of their operators is that they've exposed their whole network. And so that's basically what we're also finishing up exposing as we move back into the arena of the good news, you know, how we're going to get out of this mess. And by the way, I've gotten a number of wonderful letters of support and statements posted on various websites coming to me because people see that I'm back in this whole issue of global genocide. People missed me. I mean, you have to understand, I've spent the last 3 years focused on the good news. I left Genesis Communications Network. I had a daily program for 13 months. I left it in 2000, I think in 2000. The year 2000, I resigned that because I wanted to focus on the good news. Everything that's going on in COINTELPRO degenerates using bad news. It basically creates animosity and hatred and distrust among activists throughout every different organization, like Sherry mentioned 9/11 truthers and the alternative medicine people. All of those people are picked apart by these jerks, ignorant fools, who literally generate this counterintelligence information. They create each other. They promote each other. They cross-promote each other. And then after they build each other's reputations, they actually then go on and they discredit one another. This is how the Hegelian dialectic is played out. Hegelian dialectic is mind control. It's a psychological operation on we the people, whereby they advance a thesis, let's say one truth versus antithesis, an alternative truth, and then people get confused. This is what we have now witnessed these guys have done. You've got all these guys building each other's reputations. You've got Szymanski building Truot, Truot building Szymanski, Szymanski and Truot building Benjamin Fulford's reputation, Fulford cross-building theirs. And then they've got a big team, and they take control over the mindset of the media that we're listening to and we're reading, and then basically that's establishing our beliefs and attitudes. And when you think, because they're kind of discrediting each other, that they're legitimate. But no, you don't even realize that they are all working together. And so what they've done in their oh, we've got a caller. Okay, hi. Who's calling?
This is Ellen calling from the Seattle area.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi, how you doing?
Welcome to the Inside Hour.
Thank you. I'm calling because I understand that a certain amount of attacks come with the territory of what you're doing. But I was wondering if you've ever stopped to think about what you may be doing to attract these attacks, what kind of energy you may be sending out, or if you have a contentious attitude that's drawing some of this flack towards you.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. I was just about to mention something, that, so stay on and we'll talk about it. What I was about to mention is that people have written me saying, "Hooray, Horowitz is back," meaning that they missed me because I took the last, literally since 2000, and wanted to focus exclusively on the good news. You know, the 528, the musical revolution, the spiritual healing, the natural healing. So those people did not like me. They missed me then spending my time. Many claimed, oh, I had turned New Age. That was their statement and their belief, that I had turned New Agey and they had lost me. Now I come back. Why? Because I am being hideously attacked. And your question now is, you know, I totally appreciate where you're at, and I appreciate being sensitive by necessity to spiritual dynamics and energy and how we think. So sometimes we manifest, and we have to be very, very careful because prayer is powerful, and what we say manifests, it seeds it. I know that that's what you're thinking, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and so I totally agree with that. However, what you may be missing, and I would urge you to really seriously consider, is that I didn't create this. I was set up to be murdered. If you review my affidavit, have you read my affidavit?
What is this in connection with?
Okay, well, if you go to SherryCain.com, and read Sherry's article. She links to
on my blog.
SherryCain.com. Click on blog, and you'll get Sherry Cain's article, and that links to my affidavit. And what we've revealed is that here I am minding my own business. In fact, we had just launched i528 Tunes. In other words, we're only focused on the great news. We're focused on the solution to the world's problem through love and music and spirituality and a whole renaissance. And again, this is the 528loverevolution.com. And so we're focused on that. And the movie, Inception movie, just came out, and synchronously it talked about 528. It was throughout the movie. So we did a 528 movie, 528 Inception.
Yeah, I saw it specifically because you recommended I went to see Inception, and I missed that 528 part.
Oh, you did? Well, it's in the film six times. Do you remember, first of all, the first mention of it...
was on a napkin, right? Wasn't it?
No, it was where they're torturing him to get the code, remember, right up front.
Right.
And then he writes 528 on the napkin with the phone number. And then, do you remember the vaults, the two vaults?
And the room?
Yes.
The vault, especially the vault at the end where he has to open it up to get love. He recognizes his father's love for him.
Yes.
The number that opened up that vault was 528-491.
Okay.
And then the last part of the film, the most important part of the film, the climax of the film, all took place in the, quote, upper room, 528.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the room number was,
you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're celebrating all of this, and everything's going great, and we had worked for 12 years, really, to get i528 Tunes launched. And all of a sudden, as soon as that happens, Edward Harley is murdered, and attached to his murder is this forged document that contains my name as being somehow connected to his murder. So now my office, so here we're having fun, we're having a wonderful time celebrating love. My office gets inundated with phone calls saying, Dr. Horowitz is a knight of Malta, and he's
threatening them. They're threatening the people in the office, and they called up. They were really scared, and so we went to investigate it.
Okay, so that's how we got it. We started to investigate, and Sherry is a brilliant investigator. And so, you know, we started to dig up what is going on here. Now, honestly, I can only tell you that because I try with all my heart to live faithful to what you're preaching, because I do know it's the truth. But I also know that when something like this comes up, it is by divine design. It's like a synchronicity. It's a divine appointment, and it's a necessity that I deal with it without fear, correct? Hi, you still there?
I think a little fear can be healthy.
Well, you know, a little fear can be healthy, but, you know, again, yea, though I walk through this valley, I shall fear no evil. Because the truth is, fundamentally, fear is in dissonance to love. Faith. See, if you
have... What do the initials mean? F-E-A-R?
Is false evidence appearing real.
Mm-hmm.
And so the reality, the real reality, if you're really grasping spirituality and even New Age theology at its essence, taking out all the occult, the reality is it's all in the Bible. The Bible tells you exactly how it was that King David could go up against Goliath, how King David could play a harp tuned to 528 and have miraculous healings. That image on the shield of David is what we're talking about. It's a hexagon associated with 528. So all of this is extremely true, but what is the lesson in the Bible? It is about the power of faith and prayer. When Jesus did all the healings of all those people, what did he say? He didn't take credit for it. He said it is by your faith that you are healed. Faith is the opposite to fear. When you're in fear, you're not in faith, you're not in love. You're in a zone of energetic dissonance that literally makes your mind, your left brain ego, the major operator in your experience versus your heart, your intuitive sense, and the allowance of angels to communicate protection and literally life lessons to be learned. My own personal belief, and I think that you probably would agree, all of the traumas and the bad, quote-unquote, accidents, Einstein said there are no accidents, they're all meant for us to learn lessons. And fear is this state that has been abused and used by those that control people's brains and behaviors to sell products for their own greed and their own power.
Yeah.
And so, you know, to do what Jesus said, to come out of her, my people, lest she be infected by her plagues and her dissonance, you've got to come out of fear and into love. And that was his whole ministry, and that was his whole message. And if you're in love, and you're in faith, and you're using the power of prayer with heartfelt, loving intention to be of help and service and assistance, then, again, if the Creator's for you, then who can stand against you? So that's what I aspire to integrate that optimally in my life.
I also want to point out something about Dr. Horowitz is that he is, I mean, knowing him in person, he's a really, he has something about him that a lot of people don't have, and I think that a lot of the people that are attacking you, there's a level of jealousy that you have he gets letters from women all over the world basically proposing to you. I mean, you do. So you have that charm, you have that, you know, magnetism, you have that intelligence, you know, and you're also somebody who has a really good heart, and you have a lot of light coming out of you. And darkness, people that have dark hearts, people that have dark in their minds, those people will be trying to attack you the most because they want to put out your light. But there's nothing that can put out the light. Darkness can't. The only thing that darkness can do with the light is light will shine on the darkness and expose it for what it is. So you knew these people were out there even for some time. I mean, these people had written stuff. Some of the same circles of people had written stuff for a long time. And you pretty much just ignored it.
Yeah, I totally ignored it.
Until they accuse you
of something really serious, like a felony, like murder.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
The reason I brought this whole thing up is because I just noticed the past couple of shows that you seem to be getting a lot of contention and strife Whereas before it was very mellow, and now it's like, oh, there's a fight here, and there's an attack there, and it's like, where is this coming from? Why?
Yeah, that's what, you know, I think where it's coming from is the fact that I'm so blessed, and it's humbling to be so blessed to be the bearer of the greatest news that the planet has ever seen. And it's kind of like always darkest before the dawn. And if you talk to really faithful people, they tell you that before you ever have a major move and shift in something, you have to deal with like these kind of adversary forces. And so this is what I suspect.
Oh, it's definitely spiritual battle.
It's
spiritual
battle.
Because we're dealing
yeah.
with people that are involved in Satanism.
Oh yeah, they're heavily involved in satanic. I mean, really, when you read thoroughly the material that we've written and that we're even coming out with, you'll see what the connections are to the Church of Satan. But the fact is also that it's stated in the Bible that in the end times, all of the greatest truths shall be told. And so this
so
is...
So that's why you were forced to actually come out. You were forced, really, by the Creator. The Creator put this stuff in front of you and said, you have to look at this and expose it. If you don't, you know, you're neglecting what
absolutely.
I put you
well,
in
Well, that's
for
what I... I mean, I pressured you. I mean, Sherry is a brilliant journalist and a very blessed investigator.
Thank you.
And yet... You have, haven't you, been fearful, haven't you? And I have tried to encourage
well,
you.
Well, because all of the roads I turn to, and I want to let you know that I have a strong something in my heart. It tells me to help the children, help the people that are the children that are being involved in child sex trafficking and pedophilism, all the children that are being harmed. Something in my heart wants me to go and protect these kids and. I never knew how I was going to go about doing it. I mean, I've heard the stories from people. I never really experienced them firsthand until I met somebody who was actually helped those kids in Haiti, started an orphanage, because in Haiti they were taking the little girls and putting them in the sewer. And she looked down the sewer on a trip with her husband and saw these little babies thrown down the sewer because the religion and the religion and the government are one, the voodoo religion and the government. So they were, you know, they were taking these children. A lot of them see the girls as just part of something to be sacrificed because they're not. It's like watering a neighbor's garden. It's like you can't keep the man because the girl's going to leave. You can keep the man, but the girl's going to leave the household, get married, and get involved with another family. So you're not going to be able to hold on to her as part of your family. And so that's a whole type of thing that, you know, that goes on with traditions. And so I have a feeling for these children. And every road we turned to in the last, with all of the stuff, every road we went down pointed down to the Satanism and the child sex trafficking and the pedophilism. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, it's right there. It's right on my desk. It's right in my face. What am I going to do with it? And to me, it's really, really scary because you're dealing with people in the upper echelons of politics, very powerful people that are involved in this. And this is one thing that they don't want to be exposed for. They'll be exposed for their big pharma. They'll be exposed for their Gulf oil disaster, even for 9/11. They'll say, nobody's going to really believe it. But you touch on this subject, and that's where everything becomes dangerous because it becomes very personal to them. And it's just everywhere. You see it, too. Every road leads to that.
So, basically, I think that there's a need for people to understand why they think the way they do. In the alternative medicine arena, the whole industry is being taken out. You have these agent provocateurs coming in, infiltrating, and then creating dissonance. So that's part of the truth that needs to be told. So at any rate, I'm just doing my thing in service to the Creator. And I think just the process of the light is causing the darkness a lot of grief. And I think that's why what you're experiencing from myself and Sherry on the Inside Hour, the shift that's taken place since I realized that I was being set up literally for an assassination and then involved falsely, fraudulently in a murder.
And you know what? Nobody really touches on the good news and the conspiracy.
Yeah. This
I mean,
is the thing.
You touch on both.
Think about this also. All of my detractors What have they done to support Dr. Leonard Horowitz? If they're truly out there, like here Benjamin Fulford writes an apology letter after he does all of this to get me engaged in all of this. He writes an apology letter that states, oh, I would never want to harm Dr. Horowitz.
I have nothing to do with those other people.
Yeah, I have nothing to do with these other people, but I really want to acknowledge Dr. Horowitz for his work in big pharma whistleblowing. Well, gee whiz, Benjamin Fulford and Dr. Truod and Timothy Patrick White and the rest of you guys out there, why haven't you come out and said, you know what, Dr. Horowitz has done really great work, not just in the field of alternative medicine, bringing this whole truth about pharma and the dangers and risks of vaccinations. I mean, honestly, I have saved, through my blessed work directed by the angels in service to Creator and humanity, hundreds of thousands of children's lives.
But they're not in the business to enlighten people, though, Dr. Horowitz. They're in the business to discredit and disillusion.
Yeah, but that's
down
what I'm
the
saying.
Wrong path.
It's like, I mean, can you think of the gall that these guys have to set me up in a defamation and libel
okay,
and murder case?
Okay, what kind of conscience
case
do you need to take it on a job where you have a job where you lie about people and create libel about them? What kind of person, what kind of consciousness do you need to have as a human in order to take on a job like that?
I'm a disgusting, despicable, lower and lower than anything.
Degenerate.
Total degenerate. So you've got to, again, you've got to be dealing with the forces of good versus the forces of evil. And that's what we've done. If you look at my ministry, the ministry that we represent deals with the world's best news, the modern gospel. Gospel means good news, great news. The modern good news is how we get out of this mess. And then it also deals, and it has dealt for years now, couple decades, on also exposing the bad news. And I think to be fully enlightened, you must come to terms with the depths of the darkness. And you must face those depths with zero fear, with full faith.
That's a hard task.
It is a hard test. Listen, we're at the end, but thank you so much for calling in. Greatly appreciate it. Stay tuned.
And
come back again next week, call in again. And we love you, folks. We'll join you again next week on the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, thanking you.
And I'm Sherry King. God bless you.